It sounds like these that bring a film to life. Imagine watching movies like King Kong. And when a building falls to the ground, it doesn't make a sound. Ball State professor Vanessa Ament says one of the reasons why she brought the Cine Sonica Festival to the United States was to stress how much work goes into producing sound for films.
Only when you see what it's like from just production sound without all of the extra stuff that's put in from post-production sound, that's the only way that the audience really understands how much is done from the people that you never see.
The sound professionals that aren't seen on the big screen came from across the globe to present workshops and explain the part of motion pictures that is often overlooked. Professor Andrew Hill teaches film students at the University of Greenwich in London and says people don't realize the amount of information they get from sound in films.
You know, the famous ones from Star Wars with the doors that don't actually move. You know, they're either closed or they're open, and the sound effect makes you think you see it moving, but it doesn't really.
Ball State student Bryson Mache attended the festival and says he gained a lot of valuable information from professionals in the business.
It's just really interesting and really cool to have these knowledgeable people in the field come and just tell us, you know, what we need to look out for, what's important in the industry right now, and what we can look forward to in the future.
Mache also says instead of turning the TV off after seeing the actors' names in the credits, he's going to sit and wait for the people that worked on the most important part of the film.
Okay, folks, it's a wrap.
In Muncie, Brittany Ehrman, IPR News.